Welcome back to Daily Boost, Tips for a Better Life. I'm your host, and today we are diving into a topic that often goes overlooked when talking about productive mornings, your physical environment. That's right, in episode 9, we're focusing on creating a morning space that inspires you. Let me ask you something, what do you see when you wake up? Is it a pile of clothes on a chair, unopened mail on the table, or tangled chargers next to your bed? Or is it a calm, organized, uplifting space that welcomes your new day, the space we wake up to can quietly shape our mindset? Whether you realize it or not, your environment influences your energy, your emotions, and even your motivation, especially in the first few minutes of your morning. Today, we'll explore how you can declutter and design your morning space to help spark joy, clarity, and purpose as you begin your day. Our minds crave order. Visual clutter leads to mental clutter. When your environment is messy, your brain has to process all the competing stimuli, a shirt on the floor, dishes in the sink, that receipt from 3 weeks ago. All of it pulls your attention, even if subconsciously, but when you wake up to a space that's clean, calming, and aligned with your values, even just one small corner, it signals peace to your brain. It sets a tone of intention. It says, "I'm in control today." It's not about perfection. It's about purpose. Let's start with the basics. A clean space doesn't mean empty, it means intentional. Here are 3 steps to create a decluttered morning zone. Step 1, pick a zone. Start small. Choose the area you see first thing, your nightstand, the top of your dresser, your bathroom sink. Don't try to overhaul your whole house. Just focus on one spot. Step 2, remove the noise. Ask yourself, does this object serve me in the morning? If the answer is no, remove it. That half-used lotion bottle from 6 months ago. Gone. The receipts you're saving for later. File them away. Give yourself room to breathe. Step 3, keep only what lifts you. Marie Kondo made it famous, but the principle is ancient. Surround yourself only with items that spark joy. A small plant. A framed quote. A candle you love. These small details create emotional warmth. Once your space is decluttered, it's time to design it. Here's where it gets fun. You can shape your space to trigger motivation, peace, or creativity, whatever you most need in the morning. Here are a few powerful design ideas. Add natural light, if possible, let sunlight in. Light helps set your body's circadian rhythm, boosting energy and alertness. Use scent, a diffuser with citrus, eucalyptus, or lavender can stimulate or calm your mood depending on what you need. Color counts, soft, neutral colors promote calm. Bright pops of color can spark energy. Use pillows, art, or small accents to shift the vibe. Inspiration board, place a visual reminder of your goals, dreams, or affirmations where you'll see them every morning. It could be handwritten, printed, or a vision board, designed for function. Keep what you need close, a notebook, water bottle, workout gear. Design for your actual routine, not your idealized version. Once you've created a space that feels good, use it intentionally. Don't just walk through it, anchor rituals to it. Sit for a few minutes in silent stretch next to a window, light a candle before journaling, sip a warm drink while reading something positive. The point is to create a connection between your space and your mindset. Let me share something personal. I used to wake up to a cluttered nightstand, phone chargers, old notebooks, a half-drunk glass of water. My mornings felt chaotic before I even stood up. Point one day, I cleared it off and replaced it with a small plant, a single book, and a quote that reads, "Begin again, gently." That 5-minute change transformed my mornings. I started the day with calm instead of overwhelmed. It didn't cost me anything. But it paid off in mental clarity. Your challenge this week, pick one space, just one, and turn it into a morning sanctuary. Clean it, simplify it, and add one thing that makes you smile, then spend 1 minute in that space each morning. Breathe. Stretch. Smile. Notice how it feels. You don't need a designer's eye or a lot of money. You just need intention. Thanks for tuning into Daily Boost, Tips for a Better Life. If this episode inspired you, share it with a friend or snap a picture of your redesigned space and tag us on social media. Let's spread the power of intentional living, one morning at a time. Until next time, remember, how you begin your day shapes the rest. Make your space work for you, not against you. I'm your host, and I'll see you in the next episode.